And welcome to Top Gear on the radio. My name's Steve Berry. Show. Cold War cars constructed by communist comrades. Richard Simpson pulls back the Iron Curtain and meets the USSR. And Graham Swain meets a man with a high-speed dream that has to wait until the orange light goes out. But first... on telly the other night that said that they'd done a lot of research and found out that banger racing has a damaging effect on the developing minds of young children. Apparently, get this, they found out that they get pleasure from the crashes and that some of them go along just to see crashes. Well, what a great big shock that is to everyone. Of course people go to motorsports hoping, praying, in secret perhaps, that there might be some sort of stack, off, spill or roll, especially if I'm involved. It's strange how discerning and critical people have become. I was complimented on the style with which I rolled a perfectly good Ford Fiesta into a ball. Banger racing is good, honest motorsport because these boys don't play by the Marquess of Queensbury's rules. In fact, they don't play by anyone's rules. It's gloves off, head to head, and slug it out until the best man's left standing. It's the most fun you can have in a Mark III Cortina, almost. Anyhow, we sent Graham Swain along for a ringside seat at a meeting in Rye House in Hertfordshire.
Right, I'm talking to Mark Thompson. You've just been out of this race, Mark. This car went out in some sort of shape. It's come back in no sort of shape.
Yeah, it was all right. I mean, I had a little misfire. That's why I pulled off. So, we've been out for the final.
How long have you been doing this sort of banger racing?
About 10, 12 years now.
So why'd you do it? I mean, you go out there, you get a big headache, you get smashed up, and then your poor old mechanic has to put it back in shape again.
It's good fun. I mean, you know, it keeps you occupied. If you like cars, you like racing and that, it's just good fun. Good atmosphere, good bunch of blokes. You know, it's just good fun at the end of the day.
It is safe, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've raced 12 years and I've never broke a bone in my body, you know?
And yet to see these cars, they're completely obliterated sometimes, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you put them together properly, you know, you should be all right. So, you know, stick to the walls, you're all right, really.
What damage have you done it? Because we're bathed in smoke at the moment, aren't we?
Yeah. Basically, no, it's just hot. Just got to cool it down. We've bent the wishbone on the back, so it's like got rear wheel steering, but we ain't got time to fix that, so we just leave it and push the driver's door out because it's all smashed in, and that's about it, really.
So, I mean, how long is it? This car to me looks a total wreck, ready for a scrapyard. How long would it take your mechanics to put this back together and get it rolling again?
10 minutes.
Is that all, really? Yeah. Quite literally?
10 minutes.
That's amazing. What are you doing here? I mean, this car looks terminal to me.
Well, no, it's not a problem. We smash them up and they keep going.
Are you seriously telling me the whole front end's gone there? You got all the radiator flying around our feet at the moment.
Yeah.
Just like we're in a sauna or steam room, come to that. And you reckon this car's going to be ready to go out again?
No problem. We'll put some cold water in it. It'll be away.
What makes you come and watch this? I mean, presumably you're a regular, eh?
Well, reason me, but it's just exciting, isn't it? It's just great to see the children, like the kids, like the bangers particularly, but it's great to see them knocked about, you know, it's just something different, isn't it?
Why do you come anyway?
Because it's exciting.
What do you enjoy about it?
Seeing them getting smashed up.
It's just quite delicious, isn't it?
Yeah.
And then seeing them rebuilt again.
Yep.
People come around here, they have a chat with us, and, you know, they like to look at the cars, take photographs. And it's, you know, it is a public sport, really. You know, a lot of the more expensive sports, you don't get to talk to the drivers, you don't get to see the cars unless they're out on the track. With this, people, you know, the public's allowed to wander around the pits, look at the cars.
Yeah, well, we're standing here, and all the public are on. There's some young lads standing at the side here while I'm talking to you. Everyone seems accessible to it all. And you come in here, you wreck the cars, then out comes the mallet, in goes the watch, and the cars back out on the track.
That's right, yeah, as quick as we can, turn them around, get them back out again, and as you can see, they do stand a lot of damage.
Seriously, how long do these cars last? They last one meeting, two meetings, three meetings,
depends
what?
How rough the meeting is. This meeting is probably going to be one car for one meeting, and that's it. But sometimes you can go for three meetings without even having to get another car, but it just really depends how the racing's going, how you want to take the race, whether you want to crash, whether you don't want to. That's the way it goes.
Of the night, this is their grand final, Superstock final to follow this, and then of course the one you've all been waiting for, the banger final to conclude proceedings around about 11.
Jim, you're the PA now, so I suppose.
Yeah, that's right.
How long have you been doing this?
11 years. It's the kind of sport, there's no poses in this. Money doesn't buy success. It's the kind of sport that, as you say, your next door neighbour can race, and he can race as well as anyone that's got money. People can come and enjoy it. It's a family sport. There's no Hooray Henrys or anything like that. It is just good fun, and everybody, despite the action, can just go into the bar afterwards and have a glass of lemonade and say, what a good night we had, let's go and do it again tomorrow.
Well, the evening's nearly over, and I'm standing here now with Mark Eaton, who's the promoter. I want to be there, I want to do it, I want to get a car. How does anyone go about it?
Well, it's easy. You can either register, so a driver registers with Speedworth International, and then with that, we obviously put them on a mailing list. They know exactly when the races are. They can enter, and then once they pay the registration fee, they don't have to pay any more. They can book in for any race they want to do. They get a number allocated to them. They pitch up and race. They just tell us when they want to race. They come along and away they go.
So there's no sort of stringent requirements to
no,
drive.
No, there isn't. But if we do what we like to, we're trying to encourage new drivers all the time. So what we do is a temporary number. So any cars with 800 on, they're the guys out for the first night. And they're the ones that are always shaking when you go and check their safety harness. They can't, you have to peel their fingers off the steering wheel. The drivers know that they've all, some, you've got to have your first meeting. So when they see an 800 number, they normally ease off and go buy it, you know, until that 800 number turns them around, then it's a different it's a different thing. But for a temporary number, if anybody's got an old banger, they can we can send them a specifications, which there are some rules which we expect the cars to be built to a specific standard.
Such as?
Well, fuel tanks have got to be removed, they've got to have a full safety harness, you know, the seats have got to be fixed properly, batteries have got to be placed properly, and there's a few tricks of the trade to keep a car going that we send people that just to give them a head start. But that costs them £10 to enter on the night and you go away. It's great.
Is there any lower age limit, 18 upwards or whatever?
Yeah, 16 is 18 in bangers, 16 in the other formulas. Yeah, so 18 and then, you know, anybody, really.
That's it for Banger Racing at Wright House for the winter. And if the lads are listening, I quite fancy a go myself. They start back again on Good Friday. I think that Czech armoured personnel carrier, 8.5 tonnes of armour plate, might do rather well. That's it. That's your lot.